This is Melissa Patrick with WKLM, and I am with our congressman here in Holmes County, Troy Balderson. And we haven't spoke with you since Share a Christmas, I think. So how are things going in D.C.?
Well, I mean, things are fine. I'm very blessed and fortunate to be over here and represent the people of the 12th Congressional District. You know, you and I just talked a little bit about projects to Berlin wastewater treatment plant expansion. That's something that's exciting. The president signed into law this past weekend, Melissa. I guess the next biggest piece that's coming up this week, and it'll probably be on Wednesday, is the TikTok, which is going to happen. It'll probably come on the House floor tomorrow. Just let me give you a little bit of background on that. This is something that's been in conversation for the last couple of years now with TikTok. TikTok is owned by ByteDance, which is China. And, you know, we have been getting classified briefings. Last week, we got about 48 hours of classified briefings as to their national security concerns with the ownership of ByteDance by China. So two bills came up for a hearing last week on the committee, the Energy and Commerce Committee that I sit on. Those two pieces of legislation, don't fall out of your chair now. They passed 50-0, which is unheard of in this day and age in Congress. So obviously a very bipartisan, strong support, both Republican and Democrat. And, you know, the news media is kind of portraying it to be a ban on TikTok. This does not start out to be a ban. We are asking ByteDance to sell off its China shares to another company that's not an adversary. They're friends of the United States, or sell it to another company here in the United States. If TikTok does not do that within 165 days, we will cancel the TikTok app, and it will not be able to be purchased via, I don't know, if you have to download the app via Google or Apple or those type of ways to do it.
And I know you guys had like a four-hour hearing last year with one of the representatives from TikTok, and I watched almost all of that. And you guys aren't just jumping into this willy-nilly.
No, we are not. And that person was not only affiliated with TikTok, he was the CEO of TikTok. And he is actually here this week now. He's going to start working the Senate since the House is pretty much going to pass this legislation. But he's going to be adamantly putting some pros and cons to the U.S. senators starting this week. But yeah, and again, Melissa, you said it best. This is not something that has just come about quickly. We had the CEO in over a year ago in March talking about this and the concerns. And we have to start addressing our national security and the ties with China.
And so that's definitely a big thing. It's getting a lot of press. And like you said, not all of it is positive press with what you guys are actually working on. And so is that kind of been your guys' focus right now, or you guys have other things happening out there?
It's the focus right now. And I do want to add one more thing. I mean, look, this will protect Americans from the CCP surveillance. China knows what we're doing with this app. It is owned by us. And the one last thing on that, guess what? China doesn't allow a U.S. app in China. So why does the U.S. allow a China app in the U.S.? I mean, that's a pretty simple question to ask yourself. China doesn't let us in. Why do we let them in?
Well, and I think one of the other big things, too, was that China has a whole different version of what their children see versus what our children see.
That is correct. You are spot on with that.
I paid attention.
Yes, I'm glad you did. The other things that have been going on, obviously the State of the Union was last week. The president was very harsh with his State of the Union. I think it's real unfortunate that the State of a Union has lost some of its institutional background of what it was about, talking about things, working together, moving forward for this country. Obviously, we know this country is meeting some challenges and how we're going to work through those challenges. So really disappointed with the State of the Union address and most members. And I was back home this past weekend and saw some friends and whatnot, and they alone were also very disappointed with the presentation and the manner in which the president addressed Congress and the American people.
Yeah, so what step are you guys taking moving forward from that then?
Not a whole lot. he put He put his budget out yesterday. It's another dream world. It's unreasonable. It's not doable whatsoever. Look, from a national security standpoint, back to that again, we got to work on this border piece. Obviously, the Israel, we have AIPAC in our offices today. They are here on the Hill advocating for Israel, as they should be. So, you know, that's something I think that's bipartisan that we can all agree on and move forward with that. We've got, the president has to take this border piece. Look, he took executive orders to reverse everything that President Trump did that was in place that was protecting our border. And they were three things. The president can do that in less than 20 minutes and change those executive orders, the remain in Mexico, the other things that the President Trump did that curtailed illegals coming across our border. So we are going to continue to focus on that. And everyone goes back to the Senate bill that was out there. Look, we have laws in place. Enforce the laws that are already in place. You know, everyone talks about Congress needs to do this, Congress needs to do that. Congress needs to make sure that these agencies enforce the laws that we currently have in place.
For sure, because it's a lot of people from a lot of different countries, with some having unsavory backgrounds coming in and just going willy-nilly.
We know a number of that are on the terrorist watch list that have come across this country. It's scary. I think this country is very vulnerable right now for terrorist attack, and it needs to be addressed. And I'm glad to see the American people, as they've gone around the country with Super Tuesday and the other primaries, the exit polling coming out of there, immigration is now one of the top three issues on Americans' minds.
For sure. It's definitely something that we all need to think about.
Yes.
And is there anything else you'd like to do a quick update on?
I think that's pretty good, Melissa.
I think so, too. We hit, like, the two biggest topics out of everything.
Yeah. We did.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining with us for a quick update. That was our Congressman Troy Balderson. And for WKLM, I'm Melissa Patrick.